800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at Sickle CAI. 1-800-259-9231. It is the Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight by going to a special guest we have on the line. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network is with us from his jail cell, now getting close to wrapping up his third week in jail. Definitely been in there for a full 2.5 weeks at this point, having originally been arrested for having the courage to hold a video camera in a public court lobby, which normally I don't think should be a courageous act. Do you, Sam?
I don't at all. And, you know, I don't think that's really what this is all about. I've learned since this ordeal that I've been charged with disobeying a lawful order, you know, to stop filming, as you said, in a public building, in the public lobby. But this is really about control and change, and governments fear changes that they're not in control of. And, you know, when government gets scared, they respond the only way they know how is with force. And that's because government is really just a group of men and women who use the threat of force or actual force to achieve their means. And, you know, lately, especially here in the Keene area, the Free State Project is gaining a foothold, and they're really getting their numbers up. And the Free State Project is, of course, a group of liberty activists who are dedicated to peacefully spreading the ideas of liberty and getting together in the same area, which is New Hampshire, to do that. And within that really exists the entire spectrum from traditional political activists who want to, you know, run for office and get elected and do the safe route, as I call it, or and also people like me who are willing to take a stand for liberty in the face of a government that only knows how to use violence to solve problems. So, you know, what they've started doing is kind of what we expected. They're cracking down, and as we saw in the situation where they arrested you for your neighbors having a couch in their front yard, mm-hmm. That's only drawn more activists and increased the crowds. So their response is, well, we need to crack down harder. So on April 13th, that reached a new pinnacle in the evolution that we were on towards a voluntary society. And I was arrested based on a piece of paper with no seal or signature of the court that was claiming to be a lawful court order. Now, this order's
right. The men in the bailiffs that were in the courtroom that day were saying that they believed that this was an order assigned, that the judge had given them to put up in the court lobby. But you told them, well, if this was an order from the judge, it would have his name signed on it. How can I tell if this is an order from the judge if it doesn't even have his name on it?
Yeah, and he responded by pointing to the top and say, well, it says district court right here. I'm like, well, you know, no judge in his right mind is going to sign this because it's unconstitutional. I mean, it was in direct opposition to the existing court rules, and I've found out since that it's also in direct opposition to a Supreme Court order that mandates cameras in the courtroom or be allowed in the courtrooms in New Hampshire. So as I was explaining this, I was grabbed by unknown men. My camera was taken from me, and since I don't believe in assisting the police in their acts of violence, I dropped to the floor. And I was handcuffed and dragged. I was wearing a sharp bracelet that I was handcuffed over that was cutting into my hands, so I was screaming. And as in doing so, I was being mocked by the Keene Police Department. And, you know, in the back room, I even told them that this was not a lawful order and that Lance, the court security personnel, were acting in violation of the law, because, you know, police tell you all the time, well, it's the law. You know, I'm doing my job. It's the law. We have to uphold.
Right. The law only applies when it's in their favor and it's against you. They'll never apply the law equally to themselves.
That is exactly what happened in my case. He told me he didn't care about all that. So eventually I was taken to the local county jail here in Cheshire County, and I wasn't given soap for 3 days. The lights were left on 24/7. I was interrogated at all times of the day and night.
There have been also, I mean, you've been calling in over the past couple of weeks talking to us. I mean, there have been problems with the toilets backing up, fecal matter on the floors of the cells.
Very unsanitary conditions.
Very disgusting conditions. The guards, of course, just don't care. And, I mean, it's just been an awful situation so far, Sam. But the reason why they claim they're holding you there on a $10,000 cash bail, which is, I think, more than most rapists probably get. The reason why they claim they're holding you there is because you won't give up your full legal name.
You're employing your right to remain silent.
Right.
Now, I was told you had a right to remain silent, you had a right to a speedy trial, and it seems to me you're getting nothing. None of those things. You're being held, essentially, for something that's not illegal. And this is something that Americans really don't look at. If somebody's being arrested for disorderly conduct, it's likely because the cop's breaking the law. If you've got to create something illegal instead of finding something, you know, going in and finding the statute where this person brought, then likely the cop is overstepping their bounds.
Right. The cops didn't arrest you for illegal recording. They arrested you for disorderly conduct. So there is no law that prohibits cameras in that area. It's just that they're making stuff up as they go along.
And in fact, in New Hampshire, the courts have upheld that a police officer cannot be the subject of disorderly conduct. It has to be a citizen complaining because police are said to, you know, regularly have to deal with the less desirable members of elements of society.
So wait, you meant when you say the subject, you meant the police can't be the originator of the complaint?
Yes, they can't be the ones who are complaining of disorderly conduct. It has to be a citizen.
So wait, has anybody ever gotten a disorderly conduct charge thrown out based on that argument?
Yes, that's from a Supreme Court ruling in New Hampshire.
Now, if you've been charged and arrested falsely and held in jail for 3 weeks, does that mean that the people that charged and arrested you falsely will have to do 3 weeks in for breaking the law? Will they have to go to jail for that?
Yeah, I'm sure their system will hold them accountable.
Absolutely.
So in this process, because I didn't consent, and you guys hit the nail on the head, these rights only exist for those who acknowledge the authority of the system. If you go in there and don't consent to their processes, then you don't get these rights, and that's not really the way it's supposed to work. I have, because I haven't done that, I was dragged up to max security, refused, you know, all rights. I wasn't allowed out of the cage, even though the federal law says you have to have an hour out of your cage a day. I was denied the right to an attorney. I was denied any means of defending myself. Meanwhile, they're delivering court orders that say, you know, I'm facing 3 years in jail. I've been repeatedly lied to and deceived by the jail personnel. I've been held for over 20 days now without due process of law, without being presented with charges even by the
state. And this is America.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the, you know, and the amazing thing is like, Americans, I'm sure they're sitting there going, oh, yeah, whatever. But then you say political prisoners aren't held in America. Like, you can't hold both of those thoughts at the same time. Either you care that somebody's being held unlawfully, or you don't. And if you don't, you've got the government you deserve, people.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about your little problem when you don't care about somebody being held unlawfully for using a camera, a member of the press for using a camera. Does anyone know what the First Amendment is in this stinking country?
You've hit the nail on the head. I mean, the city of Keene bureaucrats have essentially sunk to the new low of taking political prisoners.
And you know what was interesting was this morning you had called the local talk show in the Keene area to talk to the politicos that are hosting that show. And during that call, one of them practically begged you. I would say she did beg you. She begged you to just give your name, Sam, and this will all be over. She doesn't want to see this happen to you, so she's begging you to just give in.
But what she doesn't get there is Sam is standing up for her right to remain silent. You never know. I mean, you never know when it's going to be you that they come after. And it happened in Germany. They took all kinds of different groups. It wasn't just Jews. It was Jehovah's Witnesses, gay people, swing dancers, you know, all kinds of people. You never know when it's going to be you that they come after, and you deserve the right to remain silent. Thank you for standing up for my rights, Sam.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, more coming up here, Sam. If you've got a question for him, he's on with us for a little bit. 800-259-9231. Maybe you didn't know that political prisoners were taken here in America. Well, he's not the first one. I think you can count pretty much every victim of the war on drugs as a political prisoner as well. 1-800-259-9231. If there's no victim, there's no crime. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeed.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show. The toll-free number for you to bring up whatever you want is 800-259-9231, though calls for Sam will be getting priority at this moment because we do have Sam with us. We'll get back into that here in just a bit. 800-259-9231. He's calling us from a jail cell. Joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, and those features include the updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Termco Life Insurance Agency, protecting your family against financial loss due to an untimely death. Call 1-800-493-7712 for Termco. That's 800-493-7712 for Termco Life Insurance Agency.
If you're in preferred health, you get a discount too.
7712, I guess, is the best way to say that. 800-493-7712. As we continue here with Sam Dodson. He is our friend and co-host as well on some of our weekday shows. But right now, he is calling us from a jail cell, which is where he's been since April 13th. As you say, it's now been over 2.5 full weeks that you've been sitting there in these. Well, I guess it'll be 3 weeks as of Monday, so almost 3 weeks that you've been in there, Sam, and it's just been an awful experience. I suppose it could be worse. However, we need to put this in perspective for somebody who's just tuning in. The reason you're in jail is because you haven't given them your name.
Exactly.
That's the reason you're being held in jail. And it was today that you were on the radio with locally here in the Keene, New Hampshire area with the Politicos. And one of them, who's a very nice older lady, was begging you to just give up your name, Sam. That's all you need to do. Hey, you're doing this to yourself. Now, she didn't say that, but some people have said that. They're like, just come on, Sam, just give up your name. They don't want to be doing this to you. They don't want to be hurting you. All you have to do is just bow down.
Yeah, and here's the thing. How many times have you heard this same city councilor say, well, it's the law. You have to follow the law. And when I brought up the fact that in New Hampshire there is no requirement to provide your name, she still just wanted me to blindly follow the dictates of the government. And that's how lives are destroyed, and that's how you end up with, you know, the things that happened around the world where governments just decimate their populations through, you know, starving them or whatever the case may be.
Right. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. When the people fear the government, that's when you have tyranny.
Which
in America, we fear the government.
Yeah. So I'm going to go to these phone calls here because we do have a few folks that do want to talk to you, Sam.
Okay.
And so we're going to do that. And, of course, your number, the number here, 800-259-9231. Let's talk first to Chris, listening to WFLA in Tampa. Chris, you're on with Sam.
How are you doing? First question is, have you filed a civil lawsuit against either city, county, or state for violating your rights?
Not yet. Right now, and that's I want to get into that in a little bit here, there's been a new development, and what we're focusing on at this moment is just getting a writ, something called a writ of habeas corpus.
What is that?
It's a document that says, look, this person's rights have been violated. He's being held unlawfully. And it lists them out, and you can file those with the higher courts who will look at what's happened, the specific circumstances in my case, and they will instruct the lower court to resolve the situation in whatever manner they deem is appropriate.
So, okay, are there people we can write to as far as, the, you know, that we're saying, you know, be on your side, or is there anything we can do to help?
Something you can do to jump in and answer that, you can go to sam.jailedactivist.info. There are some addresses of some bureaucrats there that you can write to, the district court, who, of course, is at fault here, as well as the police department that initially created this problem by arresting him in the first place. Some of those details are there. You can also follow along, because if you don't get Free Talk Live all week long, obviously we've been updating people all week on this, but if you don't get Free Talk Live all week, come over to freekeen.com, where blog posts have been put up just this morning from Sam. So Sam is writing his experiences down, mailing them out to an activist outside of the jail who is then transcribing them onto the Internet. So effectively, Sam is posting blogs from inside jail, and you can get those at freekeen.com as well as anything else that is breaking in this case. And there's a discussion forum there and all kinds of ways to get involved.
And last question, has the ACLU been contacted, or have you...
We haven't yet. Right now, like I said, we're just trying to get me out of jail so that I have a better chance to defend myself, because I've only been allowed to use the law library computer 2 times, and that's after waiting 2 to 3 days. And the first time I was put in a room that had raw sewage on the floor, it just smelled awful, and I was alive.
I understand. I've been there for a traffic ticket, and they treat you like you're, you know, the scum of the earth. Which
the crap
is,
on the floor.
Know, exactly. So, okay, well, I'm pulling into a parking garage, so I may break
up
for you.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm on your side, and I stand up for you, and I wish that the, you know, they hurry and do things. I think a civil lawsuit, though, would be better on your side, because once they cost them money, they realize that they'll change their attitude, and somebody above them will, you know, instruct them on what to do. So I would
definitely
get that going.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
It's my understanding that Amnesty International has been caught, has been contacted, though.
Okay. So do you want me to go on with the new development?
Yeah, what's new?
So this earlier this week, Judge Burke, who is apparently the one who wrote the order banning cameras in the lobby, issued a new order that says they believe they figured out my identity based on fingerprints and photographs that I gave the Keene Police Department, and that is actually in their laws as being required. And in his order, he says I should be given the opportunity to go back and process and just consent and bow down to their authority. And I want to read something from the order real quick. It says, should the defendant decide that he is willing to provide true and accurate identifying information about himself, the kind of information any other defendant is expected to provide and is willing to accept the conditions of bail, the court will schedule a video arraignment as soon as possible thereafter. Now, he's apparently a smart man because he's a judge, and I'm sure he's choosing his words very carefully, and he said expected to provide, not lawfully required to provide. So apparently he thinks that I'm his subject, you know, and or that I'm his slave, subject to the expectations of the state and its agents. And, you know, going on from there, he says, until then, the court is unwilling to schedule a trial date. While the prospect of the defendant's indefinite confinement is distasteful, the court reiterates, however, that the defendant holds the key to his release.
Right.
Wow.
You know, it's distasteful to the court that, well, it's breaking its own laws, but it's going to have to do it in order to break your will.
Yeah, the key is obedience.
Right. There is no, there need be no requirement for you to give your name and remain silent as you are allowed to do, you know, via your Miranda rights. There's no reason you can't be sentenced. You know, serve out your sentence and then be released.
Right.
But they just want to track people.
The other 6 people who were arrested already have court dates. They're coming up in, I think, a week. And here I am still being held without given any of my rights. So, like we talked about earlier, the FSP, Free State Project activists, have been working on the writ. It has been filed with the Supreme Court, and it's due out early next week. And I think it's going to show one of 2 things. They're going to deny it and show that, you know, they don't have a shred of integrity left, nor any respect for the rule of law or the founding principles that their society, their country was founded on, or maybe they'll approve it and in some form or fashion uphold the law and set a precedent that allows activists to come in and refuse to provide anything but fingerprints and photographs.
Well, time will certainly tell. We're going to bring you back for more with Sam from jail. 800-259-9231. If you have a question for him, he is a political prisoner, been locked up for almost 3 weeks now for nothing.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday show. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. That's the site. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections and accounts receivable, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with business. Support Free Talk Live.
Sam Dodson is with us live from his jail cell. Actually, I guess you're not in your cell at the moment. You're in population, right?
Right, out in the day room, as they call it.
So you've been in there now for over 2.5 weeks, coming up on 3 weeks, because you were recording video in a place where some of the government people had decided arbitrarily that video was not allowed to be recorded, even though it's a public place, public area, where if you have a right to the freedom of the press, then you should be able to record in public places. Seems like a no-brainer to me, but they decided to put you in handcuffs, lock you in a jail cell, and have not let you out. In fact, are telling you you'll be in there indefinitely, which means forever until they change their minds, or you can give up your name. And that's what it's all been about. Even though they've got your fingerprints, even though they've got mugshots of you, even though they know your name because they've done the research to find out what it is, they want you to confirm it. They want you to give that information up, and they are willing to keep you in a jail cell until you decide to do it.
And more importantly, give up the right to remain silent.
Yes. And so you filed a writ of habeas corpus with the Supreme Court of New Hampshire after having it rejected by the Superior Court. And so we're going to find out here within the next few days what's going to happen as a result of that. But in the meantime, taxpayers are paying approximately $80 per day to keep you sitting in that jail cell.
Right. And, you know, really, the government's already lost. And this is the power of civil disobedience. If they deny it, they're just going to shred their own legitimacy with what they've already done to me, but if they approve it, it's going to open up the door for a flood of activists to come in and stand up to the system and say no. And, you know, that's why I've been sitting in this jail cell. I want to quote one of my favorite spiritual teachers, Thich Nhat Hanh, there is no way to peace. Peace is the way. And the thought of either of these outcomes really scares the bureaucrats. So they're right now, they're going out of their way to try and get me out of jail, from even the judge talking to my attorney saying, you know, he can get out any time, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm eagerly waiting to see how they're going to respond. Mm-hmm. It's going to be with dignity and honor, or in disgrace with tyranny and oppression.
We'll find out. Let's continue with your phone calls for you, Sam. Let's talk first to Jim, listening to WFLA in Florida. Jim, you're on with Sam.
Hi. Thanks for letting me get on here.
Yes, sir.
Dan, I'm very proud of you. You're doing the right thing. Hopefully, maybe even 5% of America will get its head on straight and join you. I'm an activist myself, and recently the backwater inbred town of Portland, Maine, Superior Court, let stand an unlawful finding for me on a traffic thing that was completely fabricated, and they're just ramming it through. But I've been kidnapped, pistol to whip, in handcuffs, beaten unconscious, I've had guns pointed at my head. I've been slandered on national television 4 times. The government is afraid of the truth. If you have any kind of publicity at all,
tell us the truth.
The way you can put the pressure on the authorities is with your publicity, start shouting LeninMurderTruth.com.
Thank you, Jim, for your call tonight. Always nice hearing from you.
LeninMurderTruth.com.
Awesome.
That guy's good.
He's another man who's making a stand, an unpopular stand.
For what?
Well, for those that don't know, Lenin Murder Truth is, he calls like every few weeks and always pretends to be someone else, and then alludes to his website where he alleges that Stephen King was the murderer of the Beatles, John Lennon.
At the behest of Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon, he discovered it by piecing together words that he had found in newspaper headlines.
Genius.
Yeah. Now, we were told he had a question for you. Anyway, we continue with John, who is not there. John is gone. So with that in mind, Sam, one of the other ways people can help you out, because that was another question we'd had earlier, is that they can get in touch with their favorite media entity, whether it's their favorite blog or television station, television news network, radio talk show, whatever, and alert them to your situation. Some of the activists on the outside here had, I guess they set up a PR web or PR Newswire account, which allows you to send out press releases. You have to pay for it, but allows you to send out press releases to a whole bunch of news agencies that may have resulted in a little bit of interest, from what I understand, I don't know how much, from some other organizations that have yet to cover your case. And fact is, most news organizations don't even know about what's happening to you, Sam. I mean, this is it's so tyrannical what they're doing to you. It's so awful. But all they can talk about is another reporter halfway across the world who's been locked up. I'm not saying that's not I'm not saying that is an undeserving report. I think that's something that deserves to be covered too. But when you've got somebody who's right here in your own the same geographic region as you, the same thing is happening to them in a country that claims to be the land of the free, I would say that's an even more important story.
Right? Yeah. It's easy when it's, you know, somebody else's tyrannical government. It's much harder to look at your own and see that it's happening right here.
Right, because then you'd have to admit to some extent that your actions or lack thereof have led to this point.
Yep. Right. You either have a nation of laws or you have a police state. And this this is, you know, this is neither. I mean, excuse me, this is a police state. It's not a nation of laws. If it was a nation of laws, you'd have been arrested for filming in a courthouse. However, they don't have a law for that, so they've got to arrest you for disorderly conduct. And they're supposed to have a complaint in order to give disorderly conduct, and they have no complaint except from bureaucrats.
Yep. So the more people, I think, that hear about this story, the more people are going to become outraged. I have hundreds of letters, big envelopes full of them from people all over the world, all over the U.S. and New Hampshire. People are really excited about this. They want to get to New Hampshire and to Keene specifically, and I'm really looking forward to what's going to happen in the next 6 to 12 months.
You just mentioned a couple things I'd like to expand on here just a little bit as far as what people can also do to get involved. They can also write you letters. It gives you something to do during the daytime in jail. It keeps your spirits up and all that, and it's nice to know that people are out there caring about you. And the easiest way to write you a letter is to go to mail-2-jail.com. And from there, you can just type out whatever it is you want to send and basically send it away. And you don't have to do any of the folding of the paper or the stuffing of the envelopes or the stamping or the addressing. That's all done by an activist up here named Mike Barsky, and he's doing an awesome job at it. mail-2-jail.com. That's how you can send mail to Sam. And let's see, what's one of the other ways people can help you out? So there's the website, freekeen.com, that can keep up to date. But,
see the evolution, just help yes. out other activists who are going to come after me doing the same thing because, you know, I didn't have any way to defend myself in this system. They wouldn't even give me pen and paper to respond to the court order, so without that, I don't know what I would have done.
CDEvolution.org is a website that's been set up to assist financially those people like you, Sam, that have the courage to do civil disobedience and non-cooperation and help them out both when they're inside jail and on the outside. Like some of the money from CD Evolution has gone to pay Ivy, who's kind of she's not really a lawyer and that she's not a part of the bar, but she's effectively representing you and she's doing a great job of it.
Absolutely.
Oh, and one of the other things, you'd mentioned the Free State Project and talking about how people have been emailing you or writing you mail in jail and telling you that they're going to move to New Hampshire, and that's something else people can consider is
right.
to
it's like
get
a
up
tea,
here.
It's like a tea party every day. If you went to the tea parties and you think
that's
that,
great, yeah.
that the taxes are the taxes are onerous and that the government has gotten, well, too big for its britches, the Free State Project might be for you.
If you're willing to do more,
didn't really amount to much.
Yeah.
However, the Free State Project really, really is going to amount to something.
Right.
So if you want to do more, freestateproject.org.
This is a movement. The Free State Project is a movement that is attracting people like Sam. Okay, so if you're excited about what we're doing here on Free Talk Live or what Sam is doing,
all kinds of people that care about freedom and liberty.
Right, there are plenty of political opportunities up here in New Hampshire. In fact, better political opportunities than probably anywhere else in the country. And as far as civil disobedience and non-cooperation is concerned, there is no other civil disobedience liberty movement anywhere in America. More coming up. We'll bring Sam back. It's Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree, most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line Saturday edition of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue here taking your phone calls. You've had Sam on the line with us here throughout the hour to give us updates on what's been happening to him. He's been sitting in a prison cell now for almost 3 full weeks because he won't give up his name, and they know what his name is. And the reason he was arrested was because he was recording with a video camera in a public place. So the whole case is just absolutely outrageous, and what's more outrageous is how little attention it's gotten in the national media. Uh-oh, looks like we lost Sam. So I guess we aren't on with Sam anymore at this point. But nonetheless...
Can I read this Supreme Court ruling?
You have an update on, not his case specifically, but something related, Mark. Go ahead, and we'll jump back into the calls.
This is from the AP, Washington. The Supreme Court ruled Monday that people do not have a constitutional right to refuse to tell the police their names.
Oh, boy.
Now, it's interesting. Maybe you have the right to remain silent, but you don't have the right to remain silent and not give your name. The 5-4 decision frees the government to arrest and punish people who won't cooperate by revealing their identity. The decision was a defeat for privacy rights advocates who argued that the government could use its power to force people who have done nothing wrong, kind of like Sam. As a matter of fact, the government's done something wrong in that particular case. But anyway, other than catch the attention of police to divulge information that may be used for broad database searches, the police, meanwhile, had argued that identification requests are a routine part of detective work. It's not a request. If you throw somebody in jail and don't let them out if they don't give it to you, that's not a request, officer.
The cops love to use the term, oh, we're just asking you.
We're asking for your compliance here. Well, if you don't give it, we'll taser you and, you know, throw a knee into your back, likely ripping your arm out of socket so that never be good and, you know, good any longer.
I just watched part of this video online a few moments ago during the break, and there were three cops just attacking and beating on a man for being naked and tasering him. I haven't finished it yet, but it's just awful, the police state that we're in. Sam, you're back with us. Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Okay, what you just missed was Mark was reading a Supreme Court case. Apparently, just this week, they decided 5-4 that there is no... What was it exactly, Mark?
No right not to give your name to the police.
Interesting.
Yep. So, the Supreme Court says, and this is another interesting thing, here we have nine of the most prestigious, august judges in the nation, and they're deciding on what the Constitution says. Every year they make new decisions as to what the Constitution says. They interpret it, this panel of nine people who can't be fired for doing a bad job no matter what they do. They disagreed 5-4. Now, you'd think the Constitution's pretty clear, right?
Could be, yeah.
It's written, so therefore you should get rulings that, at the very least, you you know, in order to rule against a defendant on this, they should, against a citizen versus the government, because the Constitution's really a document that limits the government. You'll see nothing in the Constitution that limits the ability of a citizen to do something. It's only a document that limits the government. So therefore, when you see a pro-government ruling, perhaps they should come up with something like 66% or something. Maybe 100% of the judges should have to say that, you know, somebody's that a citizen you know, doesn't have the right to do this, and the government have the right to do this.
It's a nice idea, but you and I both know that's not ever going to happen.
No.
Secession is far more likely.
Or they would just, even if that rule was in place, they would say, oh, well, this is not a pro-government ruling.
Sam, I got actually another phone call for you, so let's go to that while we've still got you. Steve is in South Carolina listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Steve. You're on with Sam.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Sam. You're on with Sam. Go ahead.
I've got a question from Mark here just briefly. Don't give your name. Is that the name on your birth certificate, or how do they actually identify that?
That Mark was a question for you, apparently.
It was for Sam, likely.
No, he said it was a question for Mark. Steve, did you say that was a question for Mark or Sam?
Mark, because he was just talking about the 5-4. And what is a name? Does it specifically say you don't give your birth certificate name, or what?
It's not clear on that.
There is a lot of, in the writ of habeas corpus, we cover exactly that question, what is in the name, and how is it determined, and there are just hundreds of examples of case law where it's really up to the defendant what he decides to call himself. A person can change their name without going through the probate court here in New Hampshire. So there, I've read through four pages in this writ of habeas corpus on exactly this subject, and the law is very clear that, you know, it's really up to me how I want to give, what name I want to give, and how I want to be presented. And even in New Hampshire, they won't extradite somebody to another state based on a name and date of birth. You have to have more identifying information than that. So, you know, all of the body of case law that's out there says that, no, it does not have to be a true legal name.
Okay, well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
While you've been a prisoner, talk to your fellow prisoners and discuss with them what you're doing for the Free State Project and what it's all about, and have you given them focus?
So they've been seen not only talking to me and understanding what I'm doing, but there's been front page articles in the local paper. The activists have come out in droves with signs outside waving them, and they're seeing those and going, hey, what's going on here? I've been on a hunger strike. I've been drinking milk, but that's it. I haven't eaten the food since I've been here, and lost, I'm down to 160 from my normal weight of 180, and I'm over 6 feet tall. The guards at times have even refused to give me food. They'll ask, are you going to eat it? And if I say I'm going to eat when I'm free, they won't give it to me, and I've been trading that for stamps so that I can communicate with people on the outside. And I've just essentially started saying, okay, then I'll drink water and not even taking the milk. Well, the first time I did that, before I even made it 10 steps, three of them had jumped up with their milk to give it to me. So they're really, they see that what I'm doing in here is not only helping me, but it's I'm helping everybody. I'm helping them. I'm helping change this tyrannical system.
That's wonderful, because the whole thing is these guys have no direction.
Yeah.
And you're there, and I think you're there for a purpose. I mean, you know, it may be a higher power to put you there.
Steve, we got to let you go. Your phone line is kind of iffy. Thank you for the call. Sam, anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, I mean, the stories that I'm hearing here are just horrible. One guy was face down, was at his house in his backyard. He had drank too much. He passed out, threw up. He was laying face down in a puddle of puke. The police come on a noise complaint. They pick him up. He's too drunk to stand. He falls backwards, hits an officer as he's falling backwards drunk. And so then they decide, well, we need to taser this guy twice. And then they arrested him for disorderly conduct, and he was being held here.
I thought they didn't have tasers in Keene.
This was in a neighboring town.
I see.
So of Jaffrey that this happened. So another guy was being held for over 2 months on an $800 child support payment. Now, the state spent over $1,600 trying to collect an $800 debt. What private company could get away with doing anything like that? The state just, it's really a system designed to extort money from taxpayers and feed it into the bureaucracy, feed it into the private prison industry, and just take.
And it's all so insane and so sick and so inhumane, and I think that's one of the best thing that's going to come out of this is more awareness of what exactly it is that goes on inside this country's jails. I mean, if you have a loved one who's been in jail, and more Americans do is fit that bill because America keeps locking more people up, but if you've ever had somebody that's been in jail and you've heard the stories, then you have some idea. But if you haven't, then you need to know what these people are doing with your money. They're doing this in your name. They're hurting people and torturing in your name, and you're funding it. And if you don't realize what's happening, you need to pay attention.
You said it.
All right. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Sam, I'm sure you'll be checking in with us again sometime early next week and keep us in the loop as to what goes on, and I guess try to stay as safe as you can in there.
I just before you go, Sam, I just got some information that the case that a listener had sent me in, that wasn't a brand new case that you don't have to reveal your name. It was from 2004, but just as onerous.
Yeah, and it may not apply. It depends on the circumstances, and it gets into a lot of minutia. So we'll see.
Very good, Sam. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call tonight. All right, so it is the Saturday edition of the show. We still have 2 hours remaining to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. If you've been waiting patiently, we will get to you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, it's 1-800-259-9231. Plus, coming up, if we get a chance, we'll tell you about how it is the Libertarian Party is just absolutely awful. Just awful. It's Free Talk Live.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be, but for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.